Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Oh, I'm terribly underpaid. No matter how much I make, I'm terribly underpaid.
From WNYC Studios, this is Money Talking at Work. I'm Charlie Herman.
Oh my goodness. Compensation is one of the last areas on which the light of transparency is going to shine.
This is Dick Grote. He's a management consultant and an author. In his article for the Harvard Business Review, he had some good advice for those five little words that can cause so much anxiety at work.
Can I have a raise?
That one question can be incredibly stressful to ask. I remember doing it once, and it didn't go so well. But if you're the boss, it can be nerve-wracking to hear. So why is talking about compensation so rarely straightforward?
It is such a sensitive area because compensation is a reflection of an individual's value, an individual's worth. The more a person is compensated, the more he feels valued. And since in almost every organization, compensation is treated as an issue that is company confidential.
Now, there are two sides to asking for a raise. On the one hand, there's the employee who wants to make more money. On the other side is the company, in this case, the boss, and she has to decide, do you deserve a raise? So today, a look at this from the boss's perspective. But trust me, if you're looking to make more money, there are lessons here for you as well. What is the first thing that you should do when someone asks you for a raise?
Well, the first thing you should do probably is recover, because the request for a raise almost always catches a manager off guard. The first thing not to do is either to agree or disagree with the raise request.
I would think, though, that by the time they come and ask you that question, the person, your employee, has probably been thinking about this a lot and getting themselves, you know, geared up to come in and ask you that question. Is it always that much of a surprise?
It may not always be a surprise, but in most organizations, the whole compensation system is set up the way any other organizational system would be set up. And people are familiar that every year, once a year, there is a period of time when raises or merit increases are given. If it's an individually owned business, the manager, the owner may not have any system there, which means that you're going to be held hostage to raise requests anytime an employee wants to ask.
Now, you said you shouldn't react right away when someone asks for the raise and just sort of listen to what they say. But when the employee is asking you for the raise, I mean, oftentimes they know that it's not going to be up to you to make the decision, right?
Well, they do know that it's it may not be their immediate supervisor's position to make that decision. But you run into some tricky waters here, because if the supervisor says, well, that's not my decision to make, or I'm going to have to ask Mr. Jones about that, then what's happening is the supervisor is admitting that he doesn't have all that much authority, and that's not a good thing.
But is that maybe a good thing? You're playing a little bit of good cop, bad cop, like, hey, I'd really love to give you a raise, but I went to go talk to Mr. Jones, and he said, yeah, sorry, we can't do it.
Well, there's a name for that approach, and the name is cowardice. That's really a cowardly way to go about handling it. The manager, the supervisor saying something like, oh, George, if it was up to me, I'd double your salary. But Mr. Legree, whom we're both working for, no, that's no way to deal with it. You know, take some responsibility, grow up, and do your job as a manager.
When you get that request, what should you be sure to ask them?
Well, you know, tell me why you're asking this. Help me understand why you feel a raise request is appropriate. And then listen to the person. And there's a risk here. And the risk is, if an employee comes into the boss, asks for a raise, and the boss grants the raise, what you're sending is a message to everyone in the organization, because that employee is going to go out and talk about his happy experience. Everyone in the organization will know that the way to go about getting more money in this organization is to go in and ask the boss for a raise. That's not what you want.
When you're sitting opposite that person, You shouldn't say to them, hey, you know, I talked to the boss, good news, you're getting a raise. That's not the way to tell them that they got the raise. What is the way to tell them we've decided to give you this raise?
The best thing to do is acknowledge the raise request, find out what has triggered the request on the employee side, say it'll take me a week or 10 days to take a look at this and find out what the appropriate response is. I'll get back to you then. But I certainly wouldn't grant the raise request even after you've confirmed that it's appropriate without asking for something in return. You would say to the person, Sally, I've looked at this and it does seem to me like this may be appropriate. Can you help me by telling me what are the things that you can do that make this increased salary very appropriate?
Basically, you're trying to create a couple things here. One, that the increase is coming in connection with more responsibilities, more work, higher performance, and also that it has been evaluated, that this was not just a, I went and asked and got it, but that we took time to really think about this, and this was a case-by-case decision that in yours, we've made the decision, it is appropriate.
That's exactly right. You want to get more value because with salaries, with compensation, you're buying something. And whether you're buying an individual's ideas and work for an organization or whether you're buying a car or copier paper, it doesn't matter. You want to get the best possible value.
What do you say if you have bad news and the person's not going to get a raise?
The way to explain that is to tell the person that every job has a certain value. And the person's pay, now that you've looked at it carefully and compared that individual's pay with those who are doing similar work, what you found is that the pay is appropriate. The person is being compensated appropriately for the contribution that that job, not the individual, but the job makes to the organization.
Okay, so what happens if in either case, Sally, in this example, doesn't agree with your decision? Sally says, that's not enough money, or Sally says, I can't believe you're not giving me a raise.
Or Sally says any one of half a dozen other things. What you say, Sally, is, I'm sorry that you're disappointed with the decision that we've made. I have considered it carefully. I take the responsibility for this decision. And what I can tell you is you are properly compensated for the contribution that you make to this organization. Now, the fact is, if that's true, the person may look around for another job and discover that they're doing pretty well where they are. That's not a bad thing.
I'm wondering if you're a manager, you have other options than just a raise. When someone comes to you and asks for one, maybe more vacation time or a one-time bonus. I mean, what are other things if you decide we're not going to give you a raise, but we don't want to lose you either?
Well, what you just said, I think, is a very appropriate thing to say. The manager can come back and say, we are not in a position to give you a raise, and then look at giving the person more challenge, giving the person more recognition, giving the person more developmental opportunities. It may be that the request for a raise may actually be a way of saying, pay more attention to me. And it doesn't cost anything to pay more attention to an individual.
Dick, thank you very much.
A pleasure.
Dick Rhode is a management consultant and the author of books like How to Be Good at Performance Appraisals. He also contributed to an article in the Harvard Business Review called How to Respond When Your Employee Asks for a Raise. If you've had an experience giving or getting a raise that went really well or terribly wrong, we want to hear about it. Send an email to moneytalking@wnyc.org, or you can find us on Twitter @moneytalking or me @CharlieHerman. And if you like what you hear, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And when you're there, write a review. It really helps get the word out. Money Talking is a production of WNYC Studios. Our team includes Bill Moss and Seth Kelly. Special thanks to Amy Poftak at the Harvard Business Review. I'm Charlie Herman. Thanks for listening.